There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sending you into the next place in your life. That's the job of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everything we do is wrapped around that. Check out the stories at DougSteffen.com. You can email Richie, Jennifer, Ken, or me. You don't send it to me at DougSteffen.com. Send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. Ken Kessler, what is the major movement at social media sites connected to Doug Steffen and the Doug Steffen Good Day program today?
Lots of comments, excuse me, on Facebook on the picture of you and Brendan and Miles.
Ah, the boys, three generations. That's what it is. Kind of a, I don't know, just really, Rich and I were just talking about that. Megan sends me these texts or notes. I've slept 2.5 hours.
There you go.
Not bad.
That's the routine.
Sounds like the routine. Hello. Welcome to the new world order, Megzo.
Yep.
That's what it is. It's all about
that. For the next 6 months, you will not sleep for 5 hours at any one time.
Nope. That's right. So anyway, but that's bringing new life into the world. I already had an astrological chart done on him, and he's an old soul, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a merry old soul. He's got good lungs, apparently.
Let them rip, right? Like grandpa.
Right. Ooh-ah. Later in the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us to discuss not only the big medical story of the year from his perspective, but what is intelligent, what kind of New Year's resolutions should you really make when it comes to your health? Because most of the result, well, let's face it, look at the poll at DougSteffen.com today. It's all about health and well-being, right? Isn't that what we know? Well, lose weight, stop smoking. Man, how many of you do it? Do you do it? You want to do it. I know you do. The folks in Iraq having trouble with ISIS. Folks in Iran having trouble with heroin. Iranian mullahs berating the great Satan America as corrupt. However, there's a study of stats released this week. United Nations says that the Iranians have the highest drug addiction rate in the world. 2.2% of all of its adults are addicted to heroin. And they become very clever about moving it around. The Revolutionary Guard, which is supposed to be protecting Iran from the bad guys outside, were caught last month allowing 2,500 tons of heroin to be smuggled in from Afghanistan in raisins.
Raisins?
Most of the narcotics are sold when they come through from Afghanistan into Iran. Not only do they leave them there to hook the people in Iran, but apparently much of what comes through there then gets shipped on to Europe, and they hide the heroin in raisins. Here's a $23 million shipment that was hidden in a container around grows raisins, a lot of raisins. Well, they don't grow raisins. They grow grapes and they become raisins. You don't grow a raisin. Oh, look, Mom, it's a raisin tree. No, sorry.
Pretty cool, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Iran is the third largest exporter of raisins behind Turkey and the U.S. Who would have known that? Do you know that we were the largest exporter of raisins in the world?
Of course we are.
How's
Everybody
going?
Knows that.
We do?
Yeah, because we used to listen to Marvin Gaye and the Dancing Raisins.
That's right.
That's all right, see. Didn't know that.
No surprise that these guys are addicted to heroin, though. I mean, opium is their cash crop, right?
Well, that's the cash crop of the Taliban in Afghanistan. They ship it over to their pals in Iran, who take their slice of it, get hooked up, and then they send the rest of it to... isn't that what a hookah is? What's a hookah?
No.
What's a hookah?
Okay, I don't know what hookah is, but hookah...
Hookah.
Just...
a hookah is what you break when you get to go to a Jewish wedding, right?
Right.
Kenny, is that right? It's a hookah.
Yeah,
hookah.
No, surprisingly enough, hookah lounges, Dougie, are not heroin dens, no.
Really?
No, they're just, it's flavored tobacco, it's flavored smoke, basically, and you
really?
Sit around some gigantic genie in a bottle and you puff on it.
Really? All right.
You'd probably like it because even though you don't like smoking, it comes in like girl flavors like cherry and bubblegum. So right. I think it has your name on it.
Just like the wine you drink.
Yeah.
I had a pear drink at a restaurant.
You had a pear drink.
Well, it was. It was a pear with schnapps. No, it was pear. There's a peach, but this is a pear schnapps thing.
Huh.
All right. Moment or two to express gratitude.
We'll take your word for it, Hopa.
Right. Go ahead. Stick a needle in my side. It's all right.
I would never do that.
Thank you. I did. Okay, anyway. Gratitude for those who have helped a lot of people. There's a, and as much as you say or hear, not you, I'm not saying anything negative about Uber, because I think they're a pretty good company, actually. There was a charity called No Kid Hungry that they supported, and in 4 days, they raised 5 million meals, money for 5 million meals that has been provided to children over the Christmas holiday. I thought that was pretty cool. 300,000 plus meals, money raised through Uber Lunch and Uber Chef. They made a direct donation, 1.5 million meals. Uber riders donated 3.25 million meals through the donate option. When you pay your bill at the end of the Uber ride, you can, I think others are doing that now, right? You go to the grocery store, you want to give a dollar to this, or you want to give a dollar to that, or a portion of your, aren't a lot of people doing that now?
Yeah. You want to donate a dollar?
Yeah.
Or round out your total so that you can
right.
help.
So do you do that? Do you do that, Jennifer?
Sometimes, depending on my mood and what the cause is.
Yeah. What about you, Kenny? If somebody at the end of a transaction says, hey, how'd you like to give a buck to this, that, or the other, you'll do that?
Depends what it is, but sometimes I'll do that.
What about you, Richie?
Never.
Why?
I have charities that I give to where I feel confident that the money goes to the right places. And, you know, like when I go to Petco, they say, would you like to give a dollar to save pets or something like that? Mm-hmm. I haven't done my homework on them. So I don't
Petco?
Know. So I say, on their charity.
Yeah.
And where the pets go, Rich?
But I want to make sure that my dollar goes to where it's not 13 cents of my dollar. So I have other charities that I give to where I've done my homework.
That makes very good sense. Yep.
Yeah, look at our local grocery store. They do that, and the money goes to a local food bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm fine with a buck here and there.
Yep, I am too. That would be, but I don't do it much. I'm kind of the Richie. I don't really want to do that because I don't know where the money's going. But they get you at the end. It's the last day. It's like having chocolate at the checkout line. You look at the chocolate and, I want to
that was a big
that.
Deal. Just add a buck, right?
Yeah, big deal.
Well, it adds up.
Of course it does. That's the idea. Yeah. 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Coming up, the CIA admits to wrongdoing on Good Day. How amazing was your Christmas this year? Did you get presents? Did you buy yourself a present? Richie, did you buy anything for you?
Yep.
Kenny, what'd you buy for you?
I don't think I bought anything for myself. Really? Usually I do, but I don't think I did this year.
Jen?
Always.
What'd you get?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I bought a duvet cover. I bought some jewelry.
Why do you want to use it? Duvets are too hot.
No. I love them. I just got a new insert from my mom, so I bought a new cover for it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So many of you had amazing Christmas gifts you may have bought for yourself, or you may have bought them and given them, and they've been appreciated. So how about you take care of yourself now? Get rid of those bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes with GenuCell. The incredible Christmas sale extended till the first of the year. So give yourself the gift that you wanted somebody else to give to you. I tried. I did my best. I told everybody, get GenuCell for the people that you know in your life who are having a tough winter, a tough time. They stay up late, puffy eyes, circles, all that good stuff. All that bad stuff. We'll make it good. With GenuCell, the serum, which was developed from plant stem cell technology, really amazing. You stick it around your eyes, I'm doing it right now, and around the lines, and it will immediately change the way you look. It will. You'll look in the mirror, and you'll see the tired look is going away. 800-543-9262. Risk-free. The use of Genucel comes to you with a blanket money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Send it back. Get your money back. End of story. And till the end of the holiday season, you get double the supply of Genucel. When you call in for an order that's 3 months, you get 6 months worth of Genucel. 800-543-9262. Call now. Express shipping also through the first of the year, 800-543-9260, to get rid of the lines, the puffiness, that uncomfortable feeling that you get when you look at yourself and say, I want to look better. You will look better with Genucel. 800-543-9262.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Master.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
According to the story at DougSteffen.com today, the CIA noted on Twitter that it has been responsible for at least half of UFO sightings since the 1950s. Reports of unusual activity in the skies, it was us. So who believes this? The document the
I do.
Tweet links to is a previously confidential report. Testing of the U-2 spy plane at altitudes of over 60,000. It normally flies at 100,000 feet. So they aren't saying they created the day with the UFOs. They're saying they saw the UFOs. You believe that? I believe it.
Well, I believe they saw them, maybe, but...
Well, what do you mean? Come on,
well,
what?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Boil it up a little bit.
Oh, come on. What is the matter with you?
You don't believe in that?
I do believe it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They are saying, if I'm reading this correctly, that they spotted the UFOs.
Oh, yeah, they spotted them. I believe that they spotted them. I don't believe they caused them.
No.
They're hiding them.
You think they caused them?
Yes,
they
you think
they caused
them. I think people see things that are government experiments, and they think it's a UFO, yes.
Kenny?
Yeah, this doesn't say that they saw UFOs.
It just says that they were testing new planes, that people were UFOs.
Right, that they caused them. I don't believe them either.
Okay, 21 after.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Songs from this week. What year are we talking about here, Jenny?
1980.
1980 is the big year, starting with The Boss.
What a great song this is.
This tour was my first Bruce concert that I went to.
Amazing that this guy can still sing the way he does at his age. All these songs take great energy. He's got hundreds of things that he sings with the same energy. Yep, from this week in 1980, the top five tunes for you in review, starting with Bruce and Hungry Heart. Number four belongs to Kenny Rogers. What a contrast here.
Are you mine? Shining armor, and I love you.
This is a puker.
You have made
it's summer,
this is not a puker, Doug Steffen. This is a great song.
You like this song?
Yeah. Boy, this guy was on top of the world for a couple of years. He was. I mean, he still is, but.
Yeah. No, it's a face. Messed up his face.
Yeah, I mean, now, he just. He had TV shows. He was just.
It.
Movies and music.
Yeah. Knew how to do it. Number three during this week in 1980 belongs to Neil Diamond.
Another one that was up there.
Yeah.
Love on the Rocks.
Because the puker in that
no surprise.
Wow, what a sad.
This is a puker.
Sad for
me a dream. I mean, at least it's good stuff.
This is before or after he did the solo, the duo with Barbra Streisand.
After all the time.
Love on the Rocks. Number two is Leo Sayer.
Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy?
I like this. I always liked him.
Now it's music to get your teeth drilled by, but
more than I can
absolutely
say was number two during this week. What kind of dentist do you go to?
I mean, they all play.
Wants to play elevator music?
Elevator.
This is an elevator.
Oh, this song got sent in elevator music.
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Yeah, this comes right after yesterday and before Beyond the Long and Winding Road.
The elevator called. It wants its tune back.
It's the top five this week in 1980. Number one.
Speaking of the Beatles.
I think this is last year, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
It was his last number one.
Yeah, it was number one. As he was killed in 1980. John Lennon. Come on, Richie, crank this up, will you please? An invitation.
You see that whack job Yoko Ono out a few months ago screaming in the middle of a museum trying to call it art?
We don't pay much attention to her.
I have no idea what she was attempting
just
to do.
Just like starting over. So the top five from this week in 1980, Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart, Kenny Rogers, Lady Number 4, Neil Diamond's Love on the Rocks is 3, Leo Sayer, More Than I Can Say, and then John Lennon. Yesterday, the number one song from whatever it was, 1970, I think, Harrison's My Sweet Lord was number one yesterday, wasn't it, from this week in 1970? So we moved it ahead by a decade. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In the next half hour, Dr. Jack goes backwards and forwards, and we talk about whether mother's intuition is real here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. What do we have in common? We are here in this country. We are here on this planet, living as best we can, sometimes not doing a particularly good job of thinking things through. So let's, work ourselves away from misfortune and into better luck, a better position, whatever it is that'll make your life better. A lot of traditions varying from culture to culture. We're into the new year. As it turned out, we had Massachusetts blue laws, and they would prohibit certain things being sold on Sunday. Matter of fact, most stores couldn't have grocery stores open. When I was a kid, there were no grocery stores open on Sunday. There were no there were no convenience stores. I'm not saying them that old, but they were few and far between. Let's put it that way. And so most of you got used to things not being open on holidays, and then gradually. And I'm not saying this is bad. I think that when it comes to religion, especially, I remember when I started to think it through, how offended I thought. Or offensive, I thought it was, if that was the right word, the stores being closed on Sunday because somebody in some religion said it was bad to have stores open on Sunday. What nonsense. It's kind of like, how dare you inflict your religious belief? They're great if they work for you, but how dare you tell other people that they can't do? And religion played a big role in the law for a long time, and still does. Don't kid yourself. Still plenty of input from people who have religious adaptations to try to turn around issues of the day in their direction. That's what lobbying is all about. You don't think the churches have lobbyists in Washington? Come on, get real. We've been looking for words today. Let's see, workout is a good word. Fun, carpe diem, adaptation, gratitude, courage, love, determination, motivated, possibility, hope, contentment, patience, alive, forgiveness, flexible, focused, excuse me, healthier, vision, exercise, integrity, faith, dream, self, first, better, change, happiness, thanks, optimism, truth, action. All these words have been shared by many of you and dropped onto the heads of tens of thousands of you that may take these words. As I suggested before, I think that the best way to apply this, if I can tell you what I'm doing myself, maybe this will make it have more meaning for you. I have regular calendars on the wall to my right here in my studio. I have the calendar. So on the calendar, I'll write the word optimism, because that's my word for the year. And every day, hope that it'll stare me in the face to keep me from getting distracted into other areas that become the reality, but they ought not to be the reality. You know what I mean? You got a smartphone? Input it in an all-day event every day to help you remember. Write it in your bathroom mirror. Frame the word and place it beside your bed. So it's the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing you see every night. Why not? Right? Especially for, I think people in the media need to, news media especially, need to get a reality quotient. By the way, speaking of that, I've stayed away from much of the news today, but I find this, Kenny, to be rather intriguing, as unnamed sources say there is a news media organization that's the next to be threatened by the so-called Sony hackers. There's an FBI bulletin that's been intercepted in the past 24 hours suggesting that threats like the threats came out of the release of the film The Interview have extended to a news media organization, may extend to other organizations in the near future. The bulletin noted a recent posting by the Guardians of Peace on Pastebin, which I guess is a web tool for anonymous postings. How does that work? How can you post? I thought everything had to be identified and it was traceable. That's not the case.
Oh, no, there's lots of places online that you can anonymously post things.
Really? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this, the Guardians of Peace, mocks the FBI's investigation of the Sony thing, because the FBI says, yep, it's got to be the North Koreans, when in fact it seems pretty clear it wasn't the North Koreans. In fact, it was an inside job, or at least somebody inside got to these Guardians of Peace. Where are they located? Does anybody even know where they are, who they are? They cover their tracks, right?
Right.
They're smarter than the average bear.
So far.
It would appear. Anyway, but someone will work hard, find out who they are, and they'll get hacked, and then the hacking will continue, right? It's all hacked. Let's have more hackers. The good news today from the world of health, there's a report that was released yesterday finding there's a 22% decrease in cancer death rates in the past couple of decades. 22% decrease. So people are getting it. That means, here's what the way I read this. You, in the collective, haven't changed your habits. You're still eating the wrong food, drinking the wrong stuff, smoking, things like that that cause cancer. But because there's so much money to be made in cancer treatment, that the advances that have been made to help you ward off or to... And Rich McFadden on my staff is a perfect example of this. He, was it April or May, Kenny, I think it was, wasn't it? Late April, early May, discovered that he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Or was it Hodgkin? No, it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which created a mass in his chest that he discovered for two reasons. One, it cut off very quickly, it grew very quickly, and it cut off his ability to breathe normally. And it also got in the way of his jugular working properly, so he had massive headaches because the blood wasn't getting through to his head. The mass had cut off a lot of the blood circulation into his head through his jugular vein. So he got that, and he found the mass, began treatment right away, had the right attitude, got a lot of support, and today he says he's cancer-free. And whether you are or you aren't, once you get, we all, frankly, none of us are cancer-free. Kenny's got cancer in his system. I got it in my system. You got it in your system. There are these little free radicals that travel all around the cellular structure of our bodies. And whether enough of them get together to create a mass that then becomes a problem, that's determined by what you eat, how you exercise or live in general, stress level, heredity to a certain extent. All of those things are part of the wild card. But the fact that 22% decrease in cancer is noted here, which means basically the lives of about 1.5 million Americans have been saved. The American Cancer Society is nonprofit, but they have as members a lot of people that are making, the Breast Cancer Center of America, whatever. A lot of commercial entities that make a lot of money, billions of dollars, on treating cancer. So, is it good that they're able to treat people? Yeah. But if you smoke, man, you're crazy. If you eat a lot of fats, you're nuts. All of these things can keep you from having what is. I've seen my grandmother died of liver cancer. Horrible. Ugh. And she lived a pretty pure life. It wasn't really her doing other than where she lived. The area where she lived was an area that had problems with water and environmental things that do cause cancer. She came from Southern Illinois. My grandfather's grandmother lived to be 88. She had emphysema. My parents' side of the family all grew up in the coal mines in Southern Illinois, and they all had emphysema. They died at different ages because most of them smoked. Can you imagine going down into a coal mine with all that dust, working down there 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then smoking while you were down there? Yeah. My God, how did they live at all? When I learned that, figured it out, I was a teenager at the time, and I remember my grandfather, God love him, he's a wonderful human being, used to smoke Lucky Strikes. And he worked in the coal mines as a kid until there was a mine collapse and he lost his left lung, his left arm, and his left leg. But he still smoked. He was smoking when he was, I think he told me he started smoking when he was 8. And he died when he was 68 of emphysema. Had one lung. He got through rehab the use of his left arm back again, but he had a prosthetic leg. I will never forget how horrified I was when I saw him without his leg on. Oy. Okay, so that's the good news. Food for thought. 16:30 before the hour. Some more food for thought here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
I was very interested to see, I don't know why this is, I have to tell you that after all the years that I've been on the air, this doesn't is not meant to sound the way it may sound. I was accused of being an egomaniac by one of our listeners earlier this week who didn't like my approach to a conversation I had with Jennifer Horn's mother about the Shakespearean controversy. Did he exist? Happens Jennifer's mother is an expert in Shakespeare. So this may come off of the same log. You can take it for what it's worth. In terms of what really goes on, I've talked to so many people. I've been on the air. This is my 50th year as a broadcaster. I've interviewed thousands of people, talked to tens of thousands of people who were callers to my program over the years. So I'm pretty good at listening to somebody and watching somebody and spotting a phony. I think Joel Osteen is one of the biggest phonies that has come down the pike for a long, long time. I think his messages are terrific. Don't get me wrong. I'm separating the man from his message, whether or not. Meredith loves listening to Joel Osteen. There's a Joel Osteen channel on Sirius. And she listens to him. Great motivation. Great stuff. But the guy himself is a $3 bill. And sort of down that path, this doesn't make me happy. The man's worth $50 million. If you're a preacher, how do you get to be worth $50 million? There's an attorney in New York who's blowing the whistle on the fellow. He's this fellow, Richard Garbarini, calls him the smiling preacher. Garbarini has won a judgment against Osteen and his church for stealing music from a band that created some stuff and they didn't pay them. There's an investigation apparently into his charity because he uses it to promote his for-profit books. He's got a 501c3 listed as a non-profit. Gabarini says he's leveraging the church as a money-making vehicle. The church pays to air his sermons, and they're just infomercials to promote his book or books. Yeah, whether that's true or isn't, I'm telling you, the guy's a phony, but his message is good. Now, whether that's confusing to you or not, I don't know, but I just thought it was interesting. Beware the false prophet in the new year. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
After the hour, certainly happy to have Warren Eckstein. I don't make I guess I do. I'm going to say I don't play favorites, but I kind of do. And there are some people that are on this program. All the people that are here are my friends, and they've either become my friends before they go on the air, or they're my friends after they get on the air, or they don't stay on the program. That's pretty much the way it is. Of all the people that I have on, I have a special place in my heart for Warren, mostly because he's taught me a lot about, why don't you tell what you just were reading, because this is what sort of got my mind going in the direction it's going, what research just proves about people and their pets versus people and their people. That's a great story, actually.
Yeah, it was a recent study that claims that pet owners get the same surge of emotions when looking at their pets as mothers do when they look at their infants. And you know, some people may disagree with that, but I got to be honest with you. I've been doing this for a lot of years, Doug, and people that really love their pets consider them family members and look at them no differently family than any other family member.
Absolutely not. I mean, if you look at the pictures, I don't know if you went to my Facebook page. Ken, did you post? You did post a picture of me with Meredith and Charlotte on Christmas morning, I think, didn't you?
No, you didn't send that to me.
Oh, yeah, but one, I would never put my kids to sleep for having bad hips.
No.
Which is what I did to my dog.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a humane thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I'd have mine fixed. Actually, Charlotte has a little trouble with her hips.
But it's against the law, Rich. But think about this. If there was someone that you loved so much, that was in so much pain, and was going to be in so much pain, and there was nothing you can do, what about euthanasia for people? Would it be something that should be considered?
Yep. Absolutely.
Sure. But, I mean, the gap in between what we can and cannot fix for people versus animals
exactly.
is very wide.
Hey, not anymore.
It's getting better.
Not much.
When I went and spent $6,000 to get my dog's elbow fixed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There you go. You're just answering your own question.
Right next door in this clinic only does like high end medical stuff.
Yeah.
There is an oncology unit there.
Yeah, there is. There's cancer units for dogs.
And dogs.
All those yeah.
There's a group of vets. One of my closest friends is the head of an organization that does nothing but oncology for pets. And you know, quite honestly, the diversity in the veterinary industry, oncologists, neurologists, allergists, dermatologists, really makes a difference.
Yeah, I knew I was in trouble when I walked into this place and they put you in this private room.
Right.
There you go.
It's VCA, veterinary. What's it called? Veterinary
Centers of America.
Yeah, and this fine art on the wall and everything like that. And I'm looking around like, this place is really cool.
Yeah, right.
And then I
get the bill.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, hit the mill. I spent, when Charlotte had her accident this past spring, it was about the same amount to bring her back around.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I talked about this last week on my show, and in fact, I have it posted on my website as well. There's a lot of people out there, especially seniors, that love their pets as much as you or I do, but perhaps don't have the financial ability to pay those prices.
Yeah.
But there are places that will help. There are organizations that will help people that are lower income, subsidize them in terms of taking care of their pets.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what? When I tried to negotiate that $6,000 for my dog's elbow, they didn't come down a nickel.
Do you have that posted, Warren, at petshow.com?
At the petshow.com, yeah. There's actually, under PetScoop, there's a whole list of organizations all around the country that will help people that might be in financial situations that can help out their pets.
A story at dougsteffen.com about a man who recovered after his dog accidentally shot him. This fellow, the sheriff investigated the story of Richard Phipps, hospitalized after his dog stepped on a loaded rifle in the bed of his pickup truck and accidentally fired it.
Yeah, I'm confused with the word accidentally. We don't know that.
The rifle safety was out. Well, this just goes, you know, there's a two-year-old, the news today about a two-year-old that shot its mother in a store because the safety was off the gun and the kid reached into a pocket. Well, this is the same kind of stuff. There's more ways to get hurt. And the dog obviously has nothing. I mean, the dog's in the bed of the truck, and the gun's in the bed of the truck, and he steps on the gun, and the rifle goes off and goes through the cab and shoots the owner of the dog and the owner of the truck.
Well, here's my first problem. Why is the dog in the bed of the truck? That's my first problem.
Well, with a loaded gun.
With a loaded gun aimed at you. That ought to tell you something right off the bat.
They're on the way to rob a bank.
Oh, my God. These people, where do they come from?
Although, I just saw a great story out of Brazil about a homeless man that was being taken away in an ambulance, and a dog chased the ambulance for miles. Finally, the ambulance driver stopped, let the dog in, and the dog stayed with the man.
I heard, isn't that a wonderful story? So there are more of those stories than not. New Year's resolution, be better and kinder to your pet. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.